Miller, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love them, sell you the
talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb. Talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb.
On to the second quarter. Harbor Beach will start out on possession at midcourt, trailing Cass City 13-12 after 8 minutes of play. Evan Smolinski leads the Pirates with 6 points. Jan has 3 points. Mason Jan is stolen away by Cathrell in transition. The layup is no good. Rebound Devin Fingle for the Pirates. They get bailed out there by a missed layup. To Mason Jan, right wing pops the three. This one is good. And Harbor Beach has their first lead as they lead now 15-13. A 2-point lead for the Pirates with 7:40 left in the second quarter.
Interesting, Cass. They shot 60% in the first quarter. Harbor Beach, 29%. Who winds up hitting the first bucket? Harbor Beach.
A couple substitutions for the Redhawks to start this quarter, one of which is being Zach Beecher. He gets the ball on the left block, and this one's in for 2 points, and we're tied at 15 apiece. Mason Jan dribbling at the left wing now. To Smolinski, right block. Going against Beecher. Puts it in, off the glass. 2 points for Smolinski for a total of 8. Harbor Beach back out by 2 points, 17-15. 6:55 left in the first half. Cathrell at the top of the key, being guarded by Dylan Kadar, sophomore for Harbor Beach, just checked in this quarter. Stern dribbling to number 2, Bryce Fernald, also checked in. Fernald into the corner to Beecher, back out to Kyle and dribble for 3. He nails it. We've seen him do it before, and he did it there again. And Cass City leads again, 18-17. Down to Smolinski, right block, back out to the corner to Parker Jan. Down to Smolinski again, turns, and this one's in for 2 points. Smolinski already in double digits at 10 points. Harbor Beach now leads 19-18. 3 lead changes and 2 ties in this ballgame so far. 6:15 left in the first half. Cathrell is going to be charged with the, or excuse me, it's going to be probably a moving screen against Beecher, if I stand corrected. That is exactly what it is. Beecher with his first personal and the first team foul against Cass City. We now have a total of 2 fouls in this ballgame.
This is going quick.
I like it. Might get home before Subway is closed. 19-18, Harbor Beach leading Cass City with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Devin Fingal dribbling at the right wing against Rubel. Very similar players there. Dylan Kadar down to Smolinski, and this one's a little bit off the mark, and it's going to result in a turnover. That's Harbor Beach's second turnover on the night. Cass City with just one. Beecher at the right block, smack up to the top to Fernald. Fernald down the left side of the lane to Rubel. Dribbles into the high post. Floaters in, and this one's good for 2. And Rubel has 5, and Cass City back out on top by 1 point, 20-19. Both teams just exchanging blows here in the second quarter. Mason Jan dribbling against Sandon Cathrell. Dylan Kadar dribbles to Devin Fingal at the left wing. One dribble to Parker Jan. Jan being guarded by Stern. Now Mason Jan at the short corner, right into the lane, off the glass. This one's too strong. Rebound Cathrell for Cass City. Redhawks leading by 1 point. Rubel for 3, left wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound Dylan Kadar for Harbor Beach. Here comes Mason Jan. Parker Jan in the right corner, thought about taking the 3, instead he does not. Over to Dylan Kadar, down left side of the lane, a little out of control, to Devin Fingal. Parker Jan takes the 3, left wing, this one's up short, and rebound brought in by Zach Beecher. Zach Beecher, the counterpart now for Evan Smolinski for Harbor Beach. Cathrell goes into the lane, and he traveled with it once he got into the lane, and that'll be the second turnover for the Redhawks tonight.
I'll tell you, everyone is getting the shot they want tonight.
I mean, definitely.
There's only one really interesting kind of development during this game, isn't that? That's Cathrell trying to shadow Mason Jan, and it's a difficult situation.
That's a good matchup.
It really is. It's been fun to watch.
So 20-19, Cass City leads. We've had in this quarter alone 4 lead changes and 1 tie. Anderson back into the game, and now also Nathan Seaman for the first time. He sits down as Evan Smolinski and Dylan Kadar. Fingal picks up his dribble at the top of the key to Seaman. Seaman, 1 dribble. Pops the jump shot. This one's too strong. And rebound brought in by Stern. Here comes Cass City. Cathrell against Jan into the lane. This one's rejected by bound the rim. Rebound Seaman for Harbor Beach. Mason Jan in transition to the left wing, right into the lane at the high post. And he traveled with it as he lost his footing as he went into the lane.
Both teams really look to get out and run, don't they?
No kidding. Right now, they kind of look like mirrored images of each other.
They really are.
Good guard plays, lengthy forwards. And bringing up the ball right now would be Bryce Fernald for Cass City as they lead by 1 point, 20-19. 3:55 left in the second quarter. Of course, this in the waning moments of the regular season as Fernald gets inside the lane into the right corner to Rubel. Goes down the baseline against Seaman. Skip pass into the left corner to Cathrell. This one's airmailed. Rebound Seaman. Excuse me, Anderson for Harbor Beach. In transition, Finkel's layup is no good. Rebound brought in by the number other 11, Rubel. And here comes Cass City, still that one-point lead. Rubel for the NBA three, and he nails this one. That's his second three, and 8 points altogether, and Cass City's out by 4 points, 23-19. Anderson dribbling to the left wing. Oh, to Mason Jan inside the lane. The floater's up, and this one is no good, but they're going to be called. And Mason Jan's going to be called to the free throw line for two shots as they're going to be block called against, I do believe, number 11, Colin Rubel. That'll be his first, team second. So Mason Jan at the free throw line shooting two. He has 6 points, both coming off of three-pointers. Trying to cut down this four-point deficit.
That's the guy you'd like to get to the foul line, that's for sure.
If you're Harbor Beach, that is. Mason Jan's first free throw. This one is short, wide right.
Give him the opportunity to warm up.
So Devin Puff comes in, replaces number 10, Devin Finkel, for Harbor Beach. Hayden Horn comes in, he replaces Zach Beecher. So out there for Harbor Beach right now, we have Anderson, Puff, Jan, and Seaman. For Cass City, looks like Cathrell's going to sit down. We have Fernald, Schenk, Rubel, Horn, and Stern.
That's a well-deserved rest for Cathrell.
Definitely.
He's been chasing around Mason Jan the whole game.
23-19. Second free throw is no good for Jan. Rebound Cass City. Two misses for Jan from the free throw line.
That's unusual.
3 minutes left in the second quarter. Cass City still leading by 4 points. Over to the left wing to Fernald. Starts his dribble to his right. Now the right elbow. Deep into the corner. Rubel for three. Right wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Anderson. Here comes Harbor Beach. Jan dives down to the baseline, and he's going to be fouled on the floor. It'll be Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of your radio. Foul will go against, I do believe, number 4, Hayden Horn.
And that's who drew the assignment to go ahead and guard Mason Jan.
That's Horn's first. Cass City's third. Substitutions for Harbor Beach now going out with size. McGlinski and Kadar in, replacing Anderson and Seaman. Mason Jan will inbound for the Pirates. Gives it right into the right block to Parker Jan. Now to the top to Puff. Puff to Kadar, left wing. 2:40 left in the second quarter. Devin Puff down to Smoglinski, left block. This one's short.
Ooh,
and rebound
pen
brought in by Landon Schenk for Cass City. 23-19, Red Hawks by 4 points into the corner. Stern now to Schenk against Smoglinski. Back out to Stern to Hayden Horn, resetting the offense, looking to his right, dribbling. Gets a screen from Schenk, goes to the left side. Skip pass to the right wing to Fernald. Fernald back to Horn for three. No. Rebound still loose and brought in by Mason Jan. Here come the Pirates. Fifth defensive rebound in this quarter. Now we have another whistle. This is going to be a foul against Cass City.
That'll be on Fernald.
That's the fourth team against the Redhawks. And the first against Bryce Fernald, as John just said.
Bryce Fernald went to the cookie jar and literally realized all he had to do was just come over here and ask us for one.
Nathan's, yeah, no kidding. We got him sitting here. Thanks in part. They got a big sale going on tonight, and Cass City Boosters drops them off here. So appreciated with that. Mason Jan to Dylan Kadar, right wing. Down to Smoglinski, double team, and it's stolen away by Schenk. That's the fourth turnover for the Pirates. 23-19 still, Cass City by 4 points. Wide open for three. Schenk is no good. Excuse me, that's Fernald. Rebound Mason Jan in transition. Goes up, and he is going to be called for the charge. Out of control into the lane. And Mason Jan will pick up his first personal foul on this night. And Harbor Beach is just second team foul. 1:41 left in the second quarter, still 23-19. Sound like a broken record here. The Devins check in now for Harbor Beach. Devin Finkel and Devin Puff replacing Mason Jan and Dylan Kadar. Out there for Cass City, Rubel, Horn, Schenk, Stern, and Fernandez.